Hi, I'm David Malapo from the ICANN Foundation. What is success? Some people think success is about prestige, prominence, or even power. But I'm amazed in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Joshua giving the children of Israel the secret to success. He says to them, folks, if you hear the word of God, if you observe the word of God, if you do what the word of God says, if you meditate and again you do the word of God, he says when you embrace the principles of the word of God, he says that we will be successful. To me, success is not about making money, because there are a lot of folks who are making big bucks, but they are miserable. There are a lot of people who've got all the wealth in the world, but they don't find happiness. So success is not about prominence, prestige, power, or even making a lot of money. To me, as David Malapo, success means being at peace with myself and peace with God. Because when I realize that he has given me the potential, he has deposited certain skills and talents and abilities, and all I have to do is to discover them, develop them, and demonstrate them. In my pursuing my discovery of who I am, my calling in life, my contribution to society, I then become successful. You see, I want to share with you on this topic, always mess with success. Here are five key areas to consider as you mess with success in your life, in your relationship, yes, even in the workplace. The first key is this: forgive yourself and others. To be successful in life, you have to learn to forgive yourself and others for things that have happened in the past. It's often easier to forgive others than to forgive yourself. But you need to make a conscious decision by declaring this statement: I'm no longer a prisoner of the past, but a pioneer of the future. I'm no longer a prisoner of the past, but a pioneer of the future. In other words, the past is past. Yes, I'm going to deal with my past, but I'm not going to dwell in the past. You and I cannot change what happened, but we can learn from it. When you and I have the courage and the guts to forgive, you begin to realize that you then have the ability to stop blaming. Some people do not become successful in life because they're always blaming. It's always my mother. It's always my absent father. It's because of my situation. While I empathize with you, I have learned that when you blame someone, you give up the power to change. When you blame someone, you give up the power to change. Remember Adam, when he messed up, God comes to Adam. He said, Adam, what is the problem? Adam said, sir, it is the woman you gave me. In other words, Adam started blaming Eve. God left Adam, went to Eve, and asked Eve the same question. You're supposed to be messing with success. Why are you hiding? What is the problem? Eve continued to pass the buck. She said, it is the serpent. And of course, we know that the snake didn't have any legs to stand on. Why? Because when you blame someone, you give up the power to change. So you want to be successful in life, you forgive yourself and others, stop blaming. Because by forgiving yourself, you begin to cope and you change. And when you change, my friend, you begin to create a better future for you, for your family, for your situation. And how do you do this? By getting rid of negative emotions and developing a positive outlook on life. You see, in order to become successful in life, you cannot afford to have negativity in any area of your life. Now, this does not mean that you don't face challenges and crises as you strive to achieve your dreams and ambitions. On the contrary, in Cantonese, the word crisis consists of two concepts: danger and opportunity. We have to remember that in any crisis, there are opportunities and there are dangers. When you are faced with a crisis, you choose to focus on the opportunities within that crisis. If you are able to forgive yourself, I believe that you are one step ahead of messing up with your success. Key number two is dare to dream. You want to always mess with success? Dare to dream. The poorest person in the world is the person without a dream. And the most frustrated person is a person with a dream that never becomes a reality. To be successful, you need to live your own dream and not try to live the dreams that others have for you. You have to be successful for your own reasons. Share your dreams with others with care, because negative people will discourage you from striving for your dreams. All of us need encouragement as we dream. Remember, encouragement is like oxygen to the soul. In South Africa, there are generally two kinds of people, undertakers and caretakers, and neither of these are dreamers. Undertakers are people that will always criticize and tell you that this dream will not work. It will not become a reality. Caretakers, on the other hand, are always people who will take care of your dream and never focus on their own potential. They are quick to kill, to steal other people's dreams. Stay away from undertakers and caretakers. When you dare to dream, you begin to use words like, it can be done, it is possible, and you begin to understand the power of words. Words can build your dream or words can break your dream. Dreamers are people who can have a positive attitude and begin to declare that positivity in their lives and with people around them. They realize that it is not what is happening to them that counts, but it is how they react to their challenges. You see, dreamers think big, speak big, and know that success does not come from doing the same thing the same way all the time. They constantly stretch themselves to improve, because you cannot improve until you approve of yourself. And one way of approving of yourself is to speak positive words, the words that will make your dream become a reality. Key number three, show determination and commitment. Staying power is all important in reaching your dreams and goals. You need determination and commitment to always mess with success. How do you do that? By embracing the three R's: resolve, refrain, and repeat. Determined and committed people resolve to do things now because they are hungry for growth and for success. They don't procrastinate. They have made a resolution to stop smoking. They have made a resolution to stop fooling around. They have made a resolution to look for a better job, a better career. They've made a resolution to be a better parent, a better husband, a better wife, to be a better young person. They have made that resolution. They are determined to ensure that they succeed in life. The second R is refrain. Determined and committed people refrain from talking to negative people, and they refrain from negative influences in their lives. They understand this concept that birds of the same feathers flock together. They hang around people who will elevate them, people who celebrate them, and not people who tolerate them. And the last R is they repeat. Determined and committed people always repeat the exercises, and they always embrace the principles that make them successful. Because you see, my friend, success is a matter of repetition. Key number four, as you always mess with success, be disciplined. The number one challenge in life, the missing element in people's lives, is self-discipline. No one can discipline you. People can encourage you, people can rebuke you, people can correct you, but at the end of the day, you and you alone are the only person who can discipline yourself. At some time or another, you have to say no to certain things in life. This is called delayed gratification, because when you say no to certain things in life, you are really saying yes to certain things in life, because delayed gratification means you pay now, you play later. You fast now, you feast later. So I encourage you, my friend, show some self-discipline. Speak to yourself. Determine in your life that you are going to be disciplined in moving from failure into success. Which brings us to the final key, which is key number five, making a difference. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you this year to strive to make a difference in the lives of people. You are blessed to become a blessing. The essence of living is in giving. I encourage you to show grace and generosity to those who are less fortunate. Give an hour of your time, a week, a month. Give of your time, your talent, your treasure to those people who are disadvantaged. It will do wonders for you. What you do for yourself is gone when you are gone, but what you do for others will remain a legacy. That, my friend, is true success. So I encourage you to have a great year. Be blessed, refreshed, renewed, because you can mess with success because of Jesus Christ, who will give you the strength.